Happy Easter, everyone. Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense.
Yes, happy Easter.
Yes, indeed. So, we're going to be talking about something that I watched on... It was a video on Facebook. You know, one of those quick videos and things like that. And I just wanted to get to it and talk about it. Because the video was by our local version of Fox News here, you know, the actual local channel.
All right, bullshit all that. Basically, it was to talk about a student who went through high school all the way up to, like, I believe it was the last year.
Second to last year. It was a junior year.
But basically, he went up to junior year. He only passed four classes the whole time the motherfucker was in school. And
he had to be started all over.
And he think, no, it was his last year because he think he was going to go, you know, that he was getting ready to graduate or whatever the case may be. Come to find out, this motherfucker only passed four classes and he had to go all, he has to do everything from the ninth grade.
On up.
And, you know, they interviewing everybody and their mother. And the parent said, you know, she can't believe how the school system failed him. And it made me upset because I said, no, the school system did fail him to an extent. But you as the parent failed him more because how you don't know that your child has only passed four classes when they give out progress reports, report cards, parent conferences.
Teacher conferences.
So, how do you not know?
Parent-teacher conferences, they're calling you on a daily basis.
That your child is not doing assignments.
You know, they definitely saying that where your child been at? He's missing classes.
This is if he's missing classes. We can go over that. If he's missing classes, they call you and say, hey, parent so-and-so, Johnny ain't been to class in 2 weeks. Or Johnny ain't coming to class today. Was Johnny sick? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, okay, or teachers are writing letters home. Hey, he has all these assignments missing. He needs to bring them in, or he needs to do this. You mean tell me the teachers ain't none of his teachers or counselors contact you and say, hey, your student is falling behind?
Right.
Now, this is how it went down on the school hand. How are you letting this boy pass all the way up to the way he gets to the point where he think he's going to get a damn...
Or just continuing on.
Without
just lagging him on.
Letting him go on and on without rip, like, how?
Without getting in touch with him and, like...
Saying, hey, what is going on? Why are you not doing the work that you're supposed to do? Mm-hmm. And contacting his parents.
Because,
hey, your son is not doing work. Even if the motherfucker came to class every motherfucking day and sat in the goddamn classroom, he ain't doing no work, so they can't be grading him.
Exactly.
I can't grade no work if it ain't no work to be graded. So as a teacher, how you not calling the parent or writing a letter? And I'm not saying, mind you, I'm not saying that the school didn't do this. I'm just going for
it. But it's like something gotta be going on.
Somebody lost the ball, fell somewhere along the line.
Now, you know, for me, where I'll draw the line at, who's more responsible?
It's the parent.
Damn straight.
But hold on, before we go to the parent, because we're gonna give blame, we blaming everybody. And I'm showing
that was advocate giving everybody that.
And I'm gonna show you how they got blamed. Who got blamed? Now, as the teachers, how you not writing home, calling home, requesting conference, not saying that they didn't do it now.
Exactly.
But if y'all not doing
that's a bad minimum.
How y'all not doing this to say that the boy ain't doing work, period. He ain't doing the work.
Word.
I don't have no work to grade. I got zeros in the book to give him because I don't have no work to give him.
Yeah, because...
How you not calling his parent?
Because...
Now, on the parent side, you send your child to school every day. He doesn't come home with no work. He doesn't come home with a progress report. When it's progress report time, he don't have his progress report card. He doesn't have his report card, period. You don't, when it's teacher parent conference.
Parent teacher conference. You
and they send out the letter or call because
they send out letters. They call
depending on what teacher they are call you. Hey, next week is parent teacher conference. You ain't go up to the meeting and see what the
trust
fuck
me,
your child has been
trust
doing.
Trust me, dealing with Obama County, I get the phone call still even to this day
but
with
no,
things
now,
going
how,
on. Hey, Obama County, so and so.
This is how you as the parent feel. So. At the bare minimum, you haven't asked for to see the progress report card, actual report
card,
actually go to a parent teacher conference, or hell, just go up there on the school on a humble. Let me see
exactly
what my child is doing, see what the school is doing with my child.
You know, first go up there when you first doing. You know, going to school or at the beginning of the year. All
right,
let me see what classes you got. What teachers
that's
you
what
got.
I'm saying. You don't know none of the teachers he had to say, okay,
you know,
all right, now, if your child was one of them child that are not going to school.
You know, I had plenty of them.
I'm pretty sure you're getting a phone call. Your child was asking today. You're not going to say, why didn't you go to school?
Hell
why
yeah.
Weren't you in school? Where were you at? Or if they are going to school, and they cut class, you still gonna get the thing. Your student wasn't in
yeah.
school. You can say, I know you went to school because I took you to school. Why were you in school class?
Yeah.
Or why were you? Why am I getting a call saying you was not in school? Or the teacher calling, hey, Johnny ain't been here. Johnny ain't come today. Johnny ain't been here in 2 weeks. What you mean he ain't been here in 2 weeks? Johnny leave out my house every day.
Right.
And if he ain't going to class, how y'all allow him to run the halls or whatever?
And not even say nothing to him?
And calling home like, hey, your child is habitually skipping class.
Exactly. Habitually. And trust me, I've been there. One of my sisters was doing that. Habitually just skipping classes. Just crazily skipping classes every day. She's going out with some random boy.
Now, if you were skipping a class and being in the school, or skipping class to go wherever, it still come, your child is habitually skipping class.
They gonna let you know, because that's how my mom always found out, because she got a phone call.
And as a parent, you don't go say, let me help you with your, let me see your homework, let me see your classwork for
you
the
know.
Day. Because I know for me, as my, when I was a kid, my grandmother and my mother, guardian, hey, let me see you some classwork today, from
right.
today. Hey, let me see some work from today. Hey, tell me exactly what did you discuss in class today about whatever subject.
Right.
Hey, let me see some homework. Hey, you don't got no homework. Don't tell me you ain't never got no goddamn homework.
About to say that. You got none.
You ain't... Hey, let me see you crack a book to study. Let me see a test. I know y'all got tests.
Yeah, you got some type of paperwork. You know, let me see.
Or, hell, I'm going to give you a book. Read this motherfucking book. Tell me what's in this book.
Okay.
And you can't, and as a 12th grader, you can't read a sixth grade book.
That is
or
something.
Second grade, a knife. Something's wrong.
You gotta do me.
You
got to do something to keep up with your kids.
So
that's
how the parent failed him. So that's why I say the parent more so failed him than the school. Because as the parent, you should have been on the school last every day. You should have been on your child ass. Let me see your work.
Yep.
Let me make sure you're doing your work.
Because always those are the ones that normally don't, you know, name an opponent. Omos.
Because I know as for me, every day, my mother and stuff and grandparent and mother would say, hey, you got work? Well, ask me. And if I kept saying no too many times, they go like,
at some point in time, it's like, what's going on?
No. Cause let me tell now for a week, 2 weeks straight, because I remember 1 week, we didn't really have no work for 1 week. And mom said, no, you cannot have no work for a whole fucking week.
Right.
And my mother called the teacher, hey,
What's going on?
She ain't got no homework, no classwork, no
for
nothing.
For a whole week?
Teacher said, oh, yeah, because they study and stuff. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, she got to study. They got to stay and test. Okay, Alexis, get them books over there and study.
Exactly. Just study. You got
come on now, as a parent, you don't go up,
especially in high
school. My mother ain't had to wait to the teacher front. I'm gonna go up to school just on the humble, just to see what the fuck you doing.
Exactly.
To make sure your ass in class every now and then.
Cause yeah, exactly. Cause that's what my mom did. And that's how
and
she
I'm not gonna tell
out.
You when I'm popping up on
exactly.
your ass.
And that's how she popped. That's how she did it with my sisters. Made sure they were always doing what they're supposed to be, being in class and what they're supposed to be in. That's how she found out my sister, Chanel, was, you know, skipping out with some dudes, you know, and waiting to come home. Where were you? You weren't in class.
Right. How much you mean? I was in class. No,
you
wasn't.
No,
I was sitting in your class waiting on
exactly,
you.
Exactly, because I was in that class.
Oh, I had this,
exactly.
Shit.
You're behind. Did
shit. That's what my
exactly.
mother said. Did shit on yourself. Now I'm going to whoop your ass.
Exactly.
And I'm going to make sure tomorrow I'm going to come up to your school.
Exactly.
And we're going to go to
her ass. Jumped over the motherfucking couch.
And tomorrow we're going to go to class. And we're going to go to each class together every day for a whole 2 weeks.
You know, I went with you to every class.
Motherfucking class for a whole 2 motherfucking weeks. Your ass
She went up there to every class. Make sure you get all the work and you did all the damn work.
Right, right.
You know, ain't no, well, you know, we can go here and, you know, let that slide. No, ain't no sliding. She slipped slide all the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the slipping inside she gets. She gotta do all that work.
I'm going to each class with you, and I'm sending that motherfucker with you.
Because let me tell you, my mom didn't play. And that's the point today. You know, didn't want to try to rhyme, but still, you know.
How the hell you do not know your child failing in only past four fucking classes?
Four motherfucking classes.
At the whole time in through high school.
Until
classes?
He's 17.
Come on now.
So from 14 all the way to 17, he only passed 4 classes.
Give me another one of chocolates, please. Mm-hmm. 4 fucking classes?
Four classes.
Kiss my ass, boy.
From 14 all the way to 17.
Now we thinking you gonna get a goddamn go get ready, walk fucking goddamn says we get embarrassed. Fuck you.
Exactly. Like, at some point, like, I'm not blaming the teachers on that one.
No.
I'm not blaming the system on that one.
No. Nobody said, yeah, depending on how the situation really actually played out.
But
both the school and the parent is at fault. But the parent is more at fault because you didn't have no visibility at that school.
Oh, exactly. Because from, he going all the way back to 9th grade.
Right, that's embarrassing.
9th grade. So that means you had to have, you know, from when you came in, 14, you done
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. For all that time. Almost four years.
Shit.
You didn't do shit.
Why are they moving on? You here to spell
me. What the fuck? Why is it not moving on? Press the triangle button. There you go. Because you gotta do the whole, something else over there.
Yeah. But, yeah, that goes to show that you as a parent didn't even
go LA night, yeah.
As a parent, you didn't even come up to school or call a teacher or talk to a teacher. Like,
you ain't do nothing. I can spare 5 minutes, go right here to LA night.
You ain't talk to a teacher. You ain't ask questions.
Exactly.
You when you didn't ever see a fucking progress report card.
You didn't see a progress report. You didn't get
a
report card.
Or you ain't never see a report card. The actual report card.
Report card, period. You didn't say, all right, why are you failing this class? Why, you know. Why you got incomplete for this class? Why you got incomplete for that class?
Now, if the son brought home a report card every time and he was straight passing, then that's different.
Exactly, because I've been there. And trust
but
me.
But even then, that mean the teachers were just putting in, now that go back to the teacher. So they was just throwing grades in there on his, just to be putting grades
exactly,
in.
Exactly, because, you know, I've been there before. you know, Northwestern up in there. I did, you know, ain't no lie. I was in, you know, Northwestern and got a damn good grade for the first half of the semester and, you know, one class. So I decided to just come in late. The rest of it, you know, skip that class completely. You know, like, oh, you know, that class ain't important. I skipped that one because the worst thing I can get is a C because I got an A in that class, right? I got an A in that class, so the worst thing I can get is a damn C, and that's if I get a straight up 50 on there, and I doubt it.
And trust me, when I brought my report home, my mother still went and asked teachers questions. Is this an accurate grade?
Exactly, but right. Listen to what happened. I had to bust my ass to the point where I had an A in that class in the beginning of to keep the C average, which I passed with an A actually because, you know. I wanted to do the work anyway, but you know, probably something else is left there. Keep checking your, you know what? And you got allies too that maybe you got to select allies for the
Oh, I think that's what it is.
But it's like it's ridiculous. Go to DMs too. See, told you got everybody there.
I'm sorry.
See, I know, like I'm telling you, you know, you're going to be worrying about the game, but you know, you want to do it.
I'm focused on that, but that's what got me, like, how, like, you can't blame the school on that.
It's impossible.
I mean, you can, but you got to blame yourself.
But
as a parent.
I highly doubt that the school didn't send any type of notification
home that your child home, period.
Yeah, Bobby Lash definitely going to be in there. The almighty, hell yeah. Bobby Lashley, he damn straight putting the almighty in there.
That's what kills me. Like, how do you not know your child ain't up to par?
Ain't up to par. And, you know, from ninth grade. Yeah, you can pin us some better because there's no climbing up. Why you pinning? Submit that dude. That's right, because he got Bobby Lashley ankle lock, and he ain't going to be able to submit that, man. Yep, told you. Submit that, man.
But that kills me, like, and that's not the first time that happened.
Exactly.
It was another story where it was another student, same type of situation. They went through a whole through her, and then today is about time to get the diplomas, and then that they didn't meet
your criteria. You didn't meet your criteria to actually pass. I've been there myself, where you know I think it was like going to eighth grade, had to do summer school. So they didn't give me a real diploma. They gave me the little booklet.
Yeah, that's what they did.
In there,
yeah.
And a little paper saying that in there.
Yeah, I didn't pass. And it was the state test.
Yeah, and they told me that, and I opened it up, and I was like, I felt a little kind of embarrassed. But you know, for me, when I was in elementary and middle school, I should have had an IEP, and didn't.
Yeah, I had to go. I could have walked. See. They told me I wasn't going to be able to walk across the stage and whatnot.
Exactly.
And so I had to go to summer school because I had to, for the test, the state test.
Yeah, one of the state tests because you were 84, so you, yeah. They
so
changed.
I think you had to pass it during your time period. Yeah,
I just had to take it during mine, and now they don't even do it.
I don't know if it was the reading or the, I know I had to do the reading and the math. And I think I didn't pass the math. I could have walked across the stage, but they told me I couldn't. So they took that from me.
Exactly.
But I still passed school.
But with me, and just like with you, I still passed most of the class, and I actually gave a damn and tried. It's hard to just have your kid. Basically, don't even go to class.
Right, because it's like
for almost 4 years.
Like, Are you telling me that this boy didn't go to class
for almost 4 years?
And they just passed him along. Like, how did
what happened?
How did this happen?
Was he just sitting there, just dilly dallying, and they were just, you know,
bullshitting?
He just going on and they not passing him on. He doing the same classes over and over and over again, and you're not realizing it?
He doing classes and he just
bullshit. And you're like, all right, here come this class, and you're not paying attention. And he fails that class. Oh, he passed this one, and he passed that one, but then that's it. Like, four classes and call it a day. Something going on, because I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. You know, it seems kind of weird. Because to say that for 4 years he only passed four classes.
So he passed one class a year.
Do you not know how many semesters are in 1 year? They're gonna be quick.
Hit Michelle for the stomach. Okay. But yeah, like how do you do?
I think it's your you know what?
Yeah.
How do you not know?
As the parent, how do you not know?
Right.
Obviously
you're not actually paying
involved.
Exactly. Not involved in your child's life and definitely his educational life.
Right. Because ain't no goddamn on well. He only passed four classes in four years.
One class a year. And you just gonna say, "Oh, hey, Dad, that's about right. That makes sense."
Like you
never seen a progress report. You never seen a report card. You didn't see nothing.
Not a damn thing.
You didn't see nothing. I mean, at some point, you gotta blame the parent and say,
"Yeah, that's a parent issue right there."
What are you not doing at home? Now, I understand. You know, I understand. So it's just a regular move, probably Thanos they gave it to his Punisher.
Yeah.
But at some point, you gotta say, yeah, that's kind of stupid. Bam. All right, you can choke him out. All right, that makes no sense.
No sense at all.
Because for me, if that was my kid, I'm gonna try to find out what's going on.
I'm gonna be damn sure on top of his education. Like, okay, and let me see if you report. I haven't seen
eventually.
So like, he not bringing home report cards. What the hell? Like,
exactly. And if he's not bringing home report cards,
you ain't going up to school. I know report cards should have came out. So
report cards should have came out.
I haven't seen my son's report card yet.
What's his grades? Haven't seen his grades. What's going on? Caught the teacher. Hey, you know,
something's
going on. Talk to the principal. I haven't seen his report card. Are you sending him home? How are you sending him?
How hasn't he received his report card yet? If the report card came out.
Exactly. His report cards came out. Progress reports came out. Something. How has you not gotten in touch with me enough to let me know that my child is not passing? And I'm getting on his back. Like, I'm getting on their back. Like,
y'all need to be giving me.
What are you doing? Like, you ain't going to class.
Right.
Oh, so you want to be a dumbass? Right. Don't be a dumbass. I'll kick you out of my house. Right. 18, get the hell on out. Whatever you got out there, go ahead, get.
And then I'm going to be whooping his ass.
Because something wrong, bro. Ain't going to be serious. And like, something wrong.
Something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, there you go. Let him. Maybe I can change your mind. Because something wrong with that, because I can't, you know, four classes.
You only passed four classes out of your whole high school career?
Your whole high school career.
Get out of here.
You're 17, about to be 18 years old.
Get ready. Just knew you get ready to walk across the stage.
And you only did 4 classes. How you walking across the stage? How you walking across the stage?
Get out of my face.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The white rabbit. You beat up this.
Get out of my face.
Get the hell out of here. You
that, and at the teachers, you mean to tell me y'all ain't contacting the parents to say, hey, your child has not, I don't have any grades for your child because he or she is not turned in any work?
None.
For me to grade?
You ain't turning no work at all for me to grade.
Or have not done any work for me to grade at all.
Exactly, hadn't done shit.
Cause I'm just gonna say he was in class every fucking day.
Yeah, we give him the benefit of the doubt with that one. You know, say, you've been in class, you've been in school all day. Cause we're gonna say that because the parents easily.
We should know if their child not in school. Just
know if the child not in school. The child not in school and the teacher's calling you and everything. That's definitely on you. That's a you problem, definitely. You know, ain't no way in hell you can say, well, you know, I didn't know. What the hell? How can you not know they was calling you? Answer the damn phone. You know the teacher's calling you.
Right. Well, you want the parent to go, I don't give a fuck.
And Gary say, if you want the parent to say, I don't give a fuck, then what you expect the damn child want to say? I don't give a fuck. Because if you don't give a fuck, your kid ain't going to give a fuck. And if your kid... And if the kid don't give a fuck, then why are you talking? Stay out of this and shut the hell up.
You should be. I wasn't even on TV. I'd have been like, your ass is going to have to do the ninth grade over again. You're going to have to do everything over again until you get.
Because, see me, for real, I would have said that automatically. Yeah, you know. I ain't going to lie to you, bro.
Your ass is going to be doing everything.
You're doing everything all over again.
And I'm not getting on TV to embarrass my motherfucking self.
Sure ain't.
They want talk to get, about exits to school.
They want to get me. I'm going to tell them the exact same thing. Hey, it's his fault. Dumb. He's dumb as a bag of rocks and trying not to go to school. He want to be out hanging out with his dumb ass friends who don't give a shit. Who obvious failures.
His friends, they asses walk across the stage and his ass dumb ass can't.
I about to say, you know it's how it always goes, that the friends already got everything good going. They already got all the good grades. They already got their stuff taken care of. They already undid all their homework. You know, all of a sudden is, you know, you on the one looking out like, oh, I don't actually know. All right, you know, we want to meet up. Let's go ahead and just, you know, we meet up. I do my work later. And they done did all their work themselves.
Right, before you.
We can't go anywhere. I got to do my homework.
Right, they going to do their homework.
And they will be the dumbass ones to say it. But we do that later. We got to do our homework. But with you, it's like, oh, yeah, you can forget it. You don't have to worry about doing your own. Why not? If your homework is important to you, mine is important to me.
Goddamn right. I'm not going to fuck around and not do my work. While you do your work and I'm sitting there failing. No,
exactly.
If I'm going to fail, we're going to fail together.
Like we can skip class when it's after you done did all your work and you got free time. You know, it's lunch time for you. You can skip class then.
Right.
You got the last lunch period.
Right. Hell no. Fuck out of here.
Get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and do all my work, get all my homework. You know, you got a substitute teacher and whatnot. You're like, oh, yeah, I can. Like, no, yo, ain't none of that crap. Playing games like that.
No, we not gonna do no dumb shit like that.
If you can go ahead and it's fun for you to do it your way, I'm gonna do it my way too. Gonna get all my work done. And you too stupid to realize that point. Oh well, sorry. They ain't good friends.
Right.
But yeah. We just wanted to talk about that and get that out of the system and whatnot.
Because that's like the second time I heard a story like this.
Exactly.
That's cheap.
I was going to tell you they're going to reverse it because you kept doing it so much. And he's going to take the elevator to get down too.
Bitch.
It's go ahead and knock them out get one and then just landed on them. Oh yeah, they made it super slow on here too.
But yeah, that shit's crazy.
Finally beating them up.
Gotta climb up here, get one of these, get this baseball bat.
Yeah, I'm with it. Boom, boom, boom. But yeah, that's what we gonna finish up on. We pretty much done here. You know,
that shit just pissed me off when I hear that. But that's like the second time the parents ain't said the same type of shit. The school system failed them. No, bitch,
you know, I was about to say, you said the school system failed your student. No, the only person who failed your student is you and your student themselves.
Right.
They gotta find a way to apply themselves. Why is this still on?
Suck.
You don't always reverse.
Miss. Give me.
Yeah, gotta turn it off completely. Cause it's on manual. That colliding and shit.
I don't know. I gotta look at it and see how
it's going. Don't forget we turned it back. We turned it,
to, you know bitch. What? Let me beat you up.
We got a signature, so we'll land that. Wow. Now you got a finisher. Now you can land that. But yeah, we gonna go ahead and leave it at this. Later, guys.
Cause we done said all we can say.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Stop being your child's best friend. Be their best interest. That's all I have to say. Okay, everyone, welcome back. I also wanted to add this to the actual show. So, sticking with the idea of staying in school, kids, we like to talk about the fact that we are now finding out that the Trans Day of Visibility, or whatever the heck it is a Trans Person Day.
Trans Visibility.
A day to celebrate trans people, which was created in 2009. It's one of those holidays, really, that you wind up finding out about because, like, almost every damn day has a holiday, really, once you realize it. But now it's been made, it was already there, but now it's made to be really recognized because the president said it, oh God,
Because people are not assholes.
Yeah, like Juneteenth, all of a sudden now we have to actually recognize it because all of a sudden, the president says, wait, no, this is actually important. Should have been doing that in the first place, but hey, give him credit for where the credit is due. These idiots get together eventually. Hey, that's the reason why you need to have term limits because they're too old. We young people, and I do consider myself that because I'm just cracking bones, will already have made that decision to do that ahead of time. I know I'm not that old. I'm not 80. I'm not counting my days like saying, oh yeah, I'm not gonna be here tomorrow, so let me go ahead and do everything today. If something had to go wrong for me not to be here tomorrow, with them, something has to go right for them not to be here tomorrow. Something's going wrong that they're not passed away. That's how old they are. Right? The biggest senior living facility is Congress. It is. And yes, you'll laugh because, like, what about AOC? Yeah, that's right. Right, again, senior living facility. She's not old. Yeah, that's right. Because she's part of the staff. You see, once you realize it, you're like, oh shit, yeah, it really is. Yeah, because you're going to have some young people there who taking care of the old people, like she is. We know it, Matt Gaetz. He know it. They changing diapers. You know, he had to be the unlikely one that had to change Trump's.
Shut up, Trump.
And that's why he hate him so much.
That was a good one.
But it is. The biggest senior living facility is Congress. Like, there's a reason why we wanted to have, you know, drop the age for Social Security. Why do you want to be like them? I don't want to be 80 years old. I mean, we was at daggone Bob Evans. You felt for that old lady, hunchbacked over, barely can do it. You know, I know she's not there today because she went on to be with Deloitte. She did. We know that. That's the last time that woman worked. Because she went on to be with the Lord.
Don't speak that on that lady.
Speak it on. What are you talking about?
Don't speak that on that lady.
I ain't speaking nothing. That's the truth.
Don't be.
She's got to see the bus is set up for her. So it's her ticket. It's open purses. She just packed her bags. She's almost done packing her bags. It's already there. I know, Shane, you're going to be like that one day. Oh, no. I won't be at home. You know, I know for a while I'm not. Because what those old geriatric, you know, dementia-riddled individuals have done. I know I'm not. I'm going to be that. But I'm be just like them because, sadly, it's going to take my generation, the next three generations, to fix it for the following one afterwards. And it's going to take us until our 80s, 90s, and then they did in office to fix up what they fucked up. So the future generations don't have to literally die in office. Don't have to literally die working. And trust me, businesses will love it. Because they don't want to hold them. Of course, they like to hold have some old people there because they believe that, unlike young people, old people stay a lot longer, which is true. They do. Young people will jump out the next day. Hold on, what's this say? Oh, I gotta come to work on a Monday. I hate working on a Monday. Bye, y'all. That type of thing. Older people say, well, I gotta work 8 days straight out of a 7 day week. Oh, well. I gotta somehow find that eighth day. But anyway, this has nothing to do with that. This has stuff to do with the trans, you know, the trans person, the trans people day. So.
Personally, I didn't even know nothing about it until people started
running
their fucking mouth.
Say that again?
Didn't know nothing about it until people started talking about it.
That's the only time you actually remember the damn thing. Like, even knew they existed.
Not being funny, not being rude, I didn't know you.
And you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. Because first and foremost, it wasn't one of those holidays that actually had, you know, notoriety behind Christmas, things like it was a it was Juneteenth. Until somebody actually, someone of relevance, actually brought some actual notoriety to it, you didn't know it existed.
Not being like trying to have fun, no.
I mean, for real, it was like only time Juneteenth was actually celebrated was like in fucking Texas.
I was like, oh.
And they had like parades and some stuff like that.
I'm like, oh,
this. But like in Texas, I think they had like a parade and some things like that. It wasn't even. Fact that schools and stuff were closed, it was just the fact that they had like a parade or something down there in remembrance of it and then called it a day. And now all of a sudden one of the presidents went down there and said, oh wait, this is actually happening out here, this is actual real day, oh wait, we have to go ahead and make it a national holiday because black people need some of them and we need to make sure Americans take some daggone days off of work anyway because Americans don't know how to take days off, definitely the ones that's black, you know, and minorities. If you're white, you take off almost every day of the week because you have the ability to do it. But hey, if you're black, you know, a vacation, a day off of work, what are those? Like right now, I'm like, my body is saying it's 8 o'clock. Why am I not at work? I was up at 5 o'clock. Yeah, my body was saying, why am I not at work? Why am I not at work? It did rain. Because I was hearing it earlier. Around 5 o'clock. It was raining and I closed the window because somebody was smoking and I hate smelling it. You do what you do. Go ahead and burn your lungs. And yes, you all could kill your damn self. You just live longer than somebody else because they probably died from some other type of illness. We all got minutes since we started eating chemicals. But yeah, the whole old thing about that. You have some idiots out there now. Oh my God, Joe Biden has turned his back on all the Christians by giving the day to Satan. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, says the Lord, who calls himself love. Oh wait, I'm quoting Jesus, the same person they call a commie. And woke, by the way. You didn't know he was woke, something was wrong with you. He had 12 guys that like to swear, use swear words and cut a person's ear off at a drop of a dime, even though he said not to commit murder. Peter didn't kill. He was going to commit murder. I was going to be forgiven because I was going to ask you to forgive me later. Once he's on the ground dead. That's what Peter was thinking. They weren't like, you gotta stop idolizing people and putting them up there on pedestals. They weren't clean. They weren't clean. They weren't pure. The hell? No, what the founding fathers. You gotta understand they're humans. So Peter said, oh, fuck that religious shit. Let's get it on. Told him not to do it. And Peter said, fuck him. Like you should. I'm dealing with getting your whole repentance thing after I done murdered all these Roman soldiers who thought they could fight. By the way, they were not prepared. But back then, that's the thing. They weren't. All because you have fucking damn armor on don't mean you knew what the fuck you were doing. And you got his ear cut off. How the hell you get your ear cut off? You're supposed to have a helmet on. Have you not noticed that? I told you they weren't prepared. They thought they were dealing with weak-ass Christians. Seriously, they did. And they thought they were going to bully them. And thought that Jesus was going to come real easy because they had Judas. And Peter's like, oh no, that ain't happening. Don't take my meekness for weakness. And they did, and they found out the hard way. Thank God Jesus was there. Well, that man would never be able to hear again. Because Peter wasn't healing them. Because Peter could have, by the way. You do know that. Because he did afterwards. Literally after that situation, I think he saw a sick man in the street and healed him. Had the ability to heal that man and didn't want to. Again, I keep saying, these people were human. Stop acting like they're not. Stop acting all cute. Christians need to stop acting cute. We ain't cute. Be that religion that ain't cute. We do that religious stuff and be nice and try to say, and try not to say swear words and be PG. They cuss like sailors. And by the way, using slang words, because that's not actual curse words. because they said curse, they mean actual Wiccan things, like putting the curse on people, hexing, whatnot, because that was going on then. Excuse me. So saying shit, fuck, you can say that. Yeah, you can, because that's why if you stub your toe and you do, what happens? Feels a lot more better, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Because those words weren't meant to be used as those. But hey, you can do whatever you want. You want to be PG, you can be PG. But those words aren't the words that he was saying. Because why would the body be able to react to those words? Yeah, because you hurt yourself and you just use them. It comes out with relief. Mythbusters proved that. Go watch it. Sometimes it's good. Why would you put that in the body if it wasn't? I know people say, well, anal sex. If you want to have sex with somebody in the butt, go right ahead. He don't care. Or somebody you love, marry. Pretty much. But anyway, a bunch of dummies came out on social media and started talking about Biden, about that. Girl, what day is Easter? Perfect answer.
Ain't it the fourth Sunday or some shit like that?
The first Sunday after the full moon.
Okay.
Or something like that. Something like that we're doing with the full moon. Basically, huh? When this day was created, this whole thing of Trans People Day, whatever the heck it was 2009. What day did Easter fall on? I can tell you. It fell on April 12th.
Yeah, Easter keep moving around, so I don't know.
So, today Easter fell on the 31st. So, is it Biden making it on the same day as Easter, or is it Easter just happened to fall on the same day of this Trans People Day? I don't know. One of them keeps moving around, one doesn't.
One thing's not like the other.
Exactly. You gotta understand, Easter's like a Thanksgiving. One of those days. If we had a trans day on, let's say, November 22nd, and you made it 22nd every year, well, guess what's going to wind up happening? Thanksgiving is going to fall on November 22nd. It normally does. It's the last week of November, if I remember correctly. It's just going to fall on that random Thursday there. The 22nd is a number that can be on that day. So we're going to say, well, oh my lord, trans people have made the day, the same day as Thanksgiving. No, they picked the 22nd. Easter has set in the fall onto it. Maybe you might want to make Easter in these celebratory days actually, you know, an actual day. Especially things like Easter was supposed to be religious for a reason that should be an actual specific day. We celebrate Easter because that's supposed to be Resurrection Sunday, right? The day he rose up from the grave. Well, why don't you have a specific day? Because we should know the day. We know Christmas is his birthday. The day he was born, I know. I know. But let's keep it what it is. That was in the summer, but we keep it what it is. They said his day is on Christmas, but why isn't it on a specific day? I'm sorry. My mom passed away. I know the day she died. It ain't going to be rolling around on some random day. Right? Yeah, But we wanted to make sure that it fell on a certain Sunday, because that's, we know 100% that it was that Sunday after, I think, Passover. So we don't know specific day for that one, but we know that it was on that Sunday after Passover, or Good Friday, whatever the heck, Passover and whatnot, some specific day. Right? And he rose up that Sunday.
I'm about to watch Passion.
He always watches it the next day because he don't watch it on there because he's playing the game too much.
No, I actually forgot.
You played the game so much, I kept telling you to watch it.
No, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I told you to watch it. But yeah, I'm just flabbergasted that they flipping out about this day.
Let's see if it's on Hulu.
You know, I'm flabbergasted they're flipping out on this day and whatnot. And trying to make it seem as if Joe Biden is turning back on Christianity, but I'm like, if it's your version of Christianity, yeah, I'm turning my back on it. You know, the guy who literally called himself love is not going to be someone just going to hate another person because who they decide to have sex with and marry and love. Proof is in the pudding. I mean, one of his Fellowship of the Rings type of guys, his friends was a prostitute, wasn't she? And was great at her job to the point where she was noticed by a lot of people. So that means she had to have sex with a lot of people to be noticed by that many individuals. And what did he do? Oh, by the time I actually rose up, I made sure to let her be the first person to know. Right, and she had to tell everybody. Oh, shit, you gotta log out. Yeah. Because I think log in. Alright, I gotta actually give you that back. I'll send that to you and you just log in because you probably haven't used the damn thing and they kicked you off of it. Yeah, no, that's you. That same thing with me. I'll send you the you know what real quick. If you don't already have it, the Hulu. No, you put it in them. No, I'm sending it to you.
Oh shit.
You know, I'm doing the podcast too. Don't forget that point. You know. There you go. I'm sending that to you in a text. Here you go. The Hulu account. There you go. And you just put that in. Yep. So, as I was saying, all that's, it's just weird that they tried to, they just trying to find something to pin on Biden when we just need to accept he's boring. It's weird that we have a boring president. We were so used for 4 years of a car accident happening almost on a daily basis that we can't even keep track of all of the car crashes that happened. And that was Donald Trump. Right? Now that we got Joe Biden, he's boring. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. You got to come back and attack him on his medically, you know, his actual, you know, medically diagnosed problem. He has a stuttering problem, you know, like Moses, you know, somebody, you know, happened to like a guy like that. So, hey, I'm going to go in the line and say, hey, you know, you had a problem with him, you would have had a problem with Moses. So guess what? You should have stayed your ass in Egypt as a slave. Seriously. Moses had a stuttering problem. He did. Same thing that Joe Biden had. Literally, it is the same thing he had. And even since then, we couldn't even fix it, really. It's just, you gotta deal with it and fight over it. Is the answer. You put it in wrong?
It ain't.
You put the at sign?
Yes.
Probably because you put, let me see. @gmail.com
Boogity boogity boog. Like, Biden ain't no shit about transgender debate until they started making the issue up. So, hey, you know the day we made today? Hey, it's a busy day.
Okay.
Well, welcome. Thank you. Happy Transgender Day, if you don't know.
Actually celebrate it.
Who
in that
community?
You know. Sorry, y'all guys, the new black now. You know, eventually they'll get over it when, you know, they start losing votes because you guys vote. And they start losing actual, you know, seats in office. That's why I keep saying, vote, 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 vote. Make the motherfuckers hate you. And know that, oh, wait, we might want to turn our eye into someone else because we might want to start allowing gay, trans, and the LGBTQ community, and because if we don't, we just turn down millions of voters, you know, then you can at least become like the black people, had those random idiots involved and say, you know what, I'm going to vote with my oppressors, because I love my oppressors, I like the fact that they hate me and think I should be lynched. Yeah. Become like that, where the most of the population says, nope, we're not voting for our oppressors. We're going to go and vote for the ones who are not. Get your numbers up and keep voting. That's the only thing you can do. For those people who are part of that community, keep getting your numbers up and keep voting. They can tell you what bathroom you can use and everything else like that. With job, the jobs you could have and everything else like that, but guess what they can't tell you to do? You can't tell them that you can't vote. Yup. They can't tell you can't vote. I don't give a damn what voter ID you want to put in the place and try to put in the place. Guess what? I'll get every last one of them and still vote. I don't care what type of poll test you want to put on there. Kind of illegal to do so because, again, you're going to marginalize black people again. But, hey, we've been there. They're going to do it anyway. You just find a way to, again, get past it. Keep voting. And once they realize that a lot of their side is dying off because, one, they don't take science seriously and actually take medication and whatnot, vaccination, and they dying of smallpox and blood and bubonic plague and whatnot. Things that should be already dead and gone. Because, oh, my child's not going to be vaccinated, period. I want them to die to polio. Because I'm an evil individual who says I love children. Yay. Go right ahead. Kill off your next generation. That'd be better. Eventually, the only people be left are the smart individuals who believe in reality. All the luck that these dummies keep having is going to run out. Because why? Eventually, all the stuff that smart people do to try to make sure they have ability to survive and ability to do things and you know, they just happen to benefit in spite of us, not because of us, it's going to run out. And that party is going to die out. But sadly, a lot of us are not going to be here to see it. You know, even Gen Alpha is going to be like generations even after them before they start. We had the realization that, oh, right, we can properly run the planet and the country, that's the most powerful country in the world, in the direction that it should be in. But don't worry, certain things will get done in our lifetime that they hated, and then gonna come back and say, oh yeah, You know, I was never like that. I can't believe I even said stuff like that. Of course I was for that. Come on now.
How y'all
still
not gonna make me pay for
this
bad movie?
Yeah, Pastor's right,
yeah.
But yeah, that's the other thing, you know? They do that. And for them to try to... And for them to try to attack Joe Biden on something that just happened to be on a specific day, and this this day that happened to fall on a random day fell on there, it's crazy. But it's understandable. Don't forget, these are the same guys who tried to equate John Stewart selling his house for more than it was worth to Donald Trump, who committed bank fraud. He lied to the bank and said he had a property twice or three times the size of Mar-a-Lago, where it was. That's because it's Mar-a-Lago, by the way. And it was valued at, what, 3 to 4 to 5, 6 times more than it was. And then after he gets the bank loan from the bank, and he has to pay, of course, taxes on that. You gotta pay taxes on that money. He tells the government that the building is worth significantly less and is significantly smaller. That's called bank fraud. And no, he didn't do that by mistake. That's not a mistake. Saying something is about 6 times smaller than what it really is, it's not a mistake. That's what you do when you really, you know, just trying to get over. And of course, the man actually bragged about it. You know, saying only idiots pay taxes. Or only broke people pay taxes, really. Because once you get rich enough, you just say no. I mean, for real. That's their God King. And they tried to compare that bullshit that he did, was obviously a crime, to John Stewart selling his house for more than it was worth. I'm sorry to tell you, we all do that part, and that's not a crime. Yeah, that's not a crime. Selling your house for more than the value is worth is not a crime. Lying to a bank to get a loan from that bank and then not paying taxes on that loan because you lied about that property to the government and to the bank, that's called fraud. You know, I can't tell a bank that, oh yes, I got a 2024 Lamborghini sitting outside, and, you know, get a loan against that. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the government comes calling for that taxes and say, oh no, I got a 2020 Nissan Kicks. Well, the amount of taxes you're going to pay on those two are completely different. One's going to be in the millions and one's going to be in the hundreds. Big difference. Right? Yeah. That's called fraud, everybody. John Stewart didn't do that. You know, and I just wanted to come on and talk about that because I wanted to make sure everybody, you know, got their mind together and know that when you, mostly when conservatives faint outrage about something, they fake up some outrage about something they did, oh, just for this one time, dude, oh my lord, I cannot believe this happening, like the police officer that was, you know, killed, and Donald Trump, one of just up and pop up at his man's, you know, funeral or whatever the heck. It's not playing games. You know, you really don't give a shit about police, because if you did, you wouldn't attack the Capitol building and kill those police officers at the Capitol building and then made light of their death and attacks that were going on and then say that they were the ones that were the enemy. Fox News, ONN, Newsmax. Because they did attack those same officers. Oh, you back the blue when's convenient for you. Because that's what it is. So make sure you write that down. Because that's how conservatives are. Back the blue when it's convenient for you. And the same thing goes for those supposed law and order individuals. We for law if it's convenient, and order when it's convenient. Because they showing up wasn't orderly, when an orderly conduct when he was attacking the Capitol building. And still to this day, child blaming on Nancy Pelosi. And try to say that those were undercover people. No, that was too many people to be undercover. That was all Trump supporters. But yeah, wanted to get that out of the way. Wanted to make sure you guys understand that. Easter fell on the 31st on today. And really, this trans day was just happened to be there. And it was there first. Basically. Because it was a day that actually picked to be a day. You know, and Easter just happened to fall on the day. Maybe, just maybe, you can just celebrate the day that was supposed to be there, since a lot of holidays happen to fall around the same time, if not same day as others. Hence the reason why a lot of time we just say happy holidays, because we don't know which one you celebrate and we don't care. We just want to make sure that you're celebrating and it's a happy one for you. Because a lot of people didn't have that day to be a good day. A lot of people had loved ones that passed away. A lot of people got evicted that day on Easter Sunday. A lot of people had, you know, gotten bad news that day. Maybe they were fired. Maybe they got some bad news of, you know, hey, a vehicle got broke down. Now you got to pay money out. You know, right? A lot of people got bad news on Easter Sunday, and it turned into a bad holiday. While some trans people got to celebrate that day and just got to be in existence. And some of them got bad news too. If you live in a red state, they want to actually kill you. Bad news. And by the way, in that red state, those officers and governmental officials will allow for you to be murdered in the streets in cold blood. Right? I think the person was called Next Benedict. Kind of a crazy name, but hey. Trans person killed inside of a school. And what did the right wing do? Good job! Kill them. That's what they all need to be. That's exactly how they acted. No joke. They did. They said celebrated the fact that this trans child was murdered. Yeah. Could be a good one. Good holiday or bad one. All in all, because I'm bringing this one in. All in all, if you vote for Republicans, you're an idiot. They don't have brain cells in their head, and they hateful, spiteful individuals. They don't stand for nothing good. Farting and whatnot. They don't stand for nothing good. They really don't. They don't stand for nothing good. What good do they stand for? Well, we stand for, you know, traditional family values. They don't even do that. because Donald Trump is a three-time divorced individual who cheated on his wife with a porn star while she was pregnant giving birth to his kid. But that's your God kid. And by the way, the Republican Party is filled to the brim with guys like that. Closeted gay guys like Steven Crowder. We already know about Y-Stance Larry Craig. So all of them a bunch of closeted gay individuals who hate people because they're gay and they themselves are gay. Why want to be a part of that party? Why vote for that party? Y'all crazy. Lunatics. Arkham Asylum.
Trey.
What? Oh, sure enough.
They one of two curtains. Look at all the curtains they give us.
I was about to say that. Oh, sure enough. Hot way. Oh yeah, Tom McGrundy's on, you know what? Had to make sure. Golly! Hold up, he was Ozai? God damn, really? I gotta check that out. I didn't even know that. Golly! Golly! He did voices I didn't even know he did. But anyway, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and call it a day. Just be smart out there, guys. Later.